So do the modes cause our moods or the moods cause our modes? Okay, there is a symbiotic relationship between the two. First of all, we need to understand another example to say what are the modes actually. The mode that you could consider, the different modes are like, say, different default programs in a computer. So, say, if you want to surf the net, there are different browsers. There is Safari, there is Firefox, there is Chrome, there is Opera, whatever. Now, each browser has its own features. It's a rough example. I'll modify the example as we move onwards. But, so, you know, if we choose a particular browser as our default browser, then whenever we click any link, automatically that browser will open. We don't choose that browser at that time. We just click on the link, that browser gets opened. And then all our further browsing will happen through that browser. So like that, you know, we have a particular default mode. And whatever thinking we do, that is shaped by that mode. So most of the thinking, so if I am primarily in the mode of passion, then I will see almost everything in terms of gross material things. You know, and wealth, sensuality, power, position. So everything I will see from that filter. So all the desires, any desire coming in our mind, that is like a clickable link. As soon as the desire is clicked, we contemplate the desire, all the subsequent thinking will happen according to the mode that we are by default in. So all of us have a default overall mode, but within that things keep changing. Sometimes we will be more in goodness, sometimes we'll be more in passion, sometimes more in ignorance. So now here, what is the initiator? Is it our mood that is the initiator or is it the mode that is the initiator? It can work out both ways. That means if we see that sometimes desires come into our consciousness from outside. Sometimes we see some object and then we desire. Sometimes we see something delicious and think, I want to eat this. And sometimes from inside our consciousness only desire comes up. I want to eat this. So sometimes in the 11th canto it is described, sometimes the sense objects allure the senses towards the sense of, And sometimes the senses are themselves prompted to go and search for the sense objects because the desire comes internally. So that means when we are talking about our moods, so if the desire is stimulated from within, from the past impressions that we are in, that we could say is our mood. It's by my mood, I went and do a particular activity, then I get into passion. That's possible. But it's also possible that sometimes we are exposed to certain things. You know, we go into a passionate area, and when we go to the passionate area, sometimes you go to a supermarket and then we go to purchase one thing, and then we say, maybe I can purchase this also. Just like there's alcoholism, there's another form of addiction which is called shopaholism. Shopaholism means people just can't stop shopping. Say, shop till you drop. That is their idea. So what happens there? There I may go with a particular purpose to purchase one thing, but then the circumstance creates the desire within us. The circumstance is passionate, and the modes create the mood within me. So it can work both ways. And that sometimes the moods within us cause us to go and act in particular ways, which subject us to certain modes. And sometimes the modes around us, they create certain moods within us. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?